If weight management is one of your New Year goals, Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier can help. This science-backed formula supports metabolic balance, curbs cravings, and promotes healthy blood sugar levels, making it easier to stay consistent and in control. It helps give your body the boost it needs to keep you on track. Feel confident and energized this year with Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control and the dunk. Oh, my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
It is January 5th, 2026. Let's talk some football, boys.
Thank goodness. Hey. We're still talking football.
Talking football in January.
Something besides Hoover recruiting.
Which we will get into.
Yeah,
right?
We will. Yeah.
Zach Berry's going to join the show. We're going to get to some transfer portal information and other things, and then Harry will be here to talk about the trip. I know the intro said that we were all here. My body is here. Mentally, boys, I'm going to do my best for you, all right? I'm going to do my best.
You're pulling double duty. Now you know how David Keller felt all those
years. I was on the phone with DK this afternoon,
yeah.
And I said, brother, I always respected you and what you did. Woof. I don't know how you did it for 30-plus years.
Yeah.
We're all three sports combined.
Yeah, that's brutal.
I think that's why he handed over the mantle of basketball to you, brother.
Well, we're doing the best that we can, and we'll do one Wednesday, and then I will actually do the pregame portion of football from the watch party at the Pavilion on Thursday.
Oh, cool.
And then we get to basketball again on Saturday. So a big run. And we'll get all of that going on and talk to you about it. Let me do this, and then we can jump on in. First South Farm Credit specializes in financing, structuring all types of land loans. If you want to refinance that large tract or purchasing that land, you want to invest for the future, First South can help. Go to firstsouthfarmcredit.com. What a football game.
Oh, classic.
Oh.
Classic. No question about it. It'd be played over and over for years.
Yeah, it's, I'm still buzzing about it. It's unbelievable. The loudest I've ever heard the Ole Miss fan base. It was special. The bow their neck the way that they did at the end of the game, not getting the calls there and hold them there to a field goal and then come down and win it, and thought they won it two or three different times in the last few seconds and still, win it at the end. Every Ole Miss fan has lived to get to this point. There's still two more to go, though.
It was pretty cool when Kirby said he felt like he was at a road game.
Right. And even with the lead, he went for it. He had the fake punt. He did things because he knew the momentum was going. And the two plays, really a third if you go ahead and when he scrambled right.
Yeah.
That man channeled Archie
in
that building.
Sure,
the scrambles, and give Kiwon Lacy a lot of credit. Sometimes a running back might not come back or make himself available in that.
Did
receivers,
twice.
Tight ends, but on back-to-back plays, Six used all his wheels to get around, and he found number five.
It got popped. Kiwi got popped about 2 yards short of the first down.
The two defenders took the worst of it, though.
Yeah, they exactly. did. One of them came out of the game.
That was pretty amazing.
Yeah. You know, to be able to get that extra 2 yards to get that first down was special.
Because one of those guys that had to come out of the game was a 235-pound right. All-American linebacker.
I'm not sure he came back in the game after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, number three he did. He did. Yeah.
And then he rolls out right, perfect pass to Wallace down
great
the side.
Pass. Just pass.
Unbelievable.
To me, the one of the great plays was when he hit Stribling at the end. Mm-hmm. To call that there, you know, they saw that it was man coverage. They knew Stribling could get a step on his defender and to make a perfect throw, perfect catch, and, you know, you knew that the hero was going to hit the field goal. I never doubted that Carnero was going to make that field goal.
Me neither, and it was, you know, the Georgia DB made a great play to stop it from being a touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
Grabbed his towel yeah. on the back end to catch up to get sure him around his waist. Sure if Ole Miss would have scored there, it would have been like 42 seconds. Georgia would have had, you know, three timeouts in 42 seconds to come back and try to score again. So it worked out beautiful that he got tackled.
The cool part of flying back in from Norman, Oklahoma, when we landed in Oxford, the three special teams guys, Carnero, Bird, and Smart, were all at the airport. They've been taking photos and just talking with those. I mean, how many times over the history have those three been the center of attention, right? I mean, missing kicks or bad snaps or holds, that's when the special teams guys, you know, get known. But from the first two field goals to the last one, so it's good.
While Lane Kiffin reportedly, you know, to their reporters, they offered him Carnero $400,000 to come over there to be their kicker next year, and he re-signed with Groves. So it might be a long time before you see a special teams player offer that kind of money.
2 minutes left for you to do your five things, Yancey, brought to us by Outback Steakhouse and our friend Steve Grantham. He currently operates nine of those in Mississippi and Tennessee.
First thought of the day. For us longtime Ole Miss fans, the Sugar Bowl win was what we had all lived for. But the picture's much bigger than making the semis. This team has it. There are two more games to go to win the Natty. No pressure from me, but this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Ole Miss has to seize this opportunity, and I 100% think they will. Second thought of the day. The biggest play of the game, in my eyes, was second and goal from the 3-yard line with Georgia about to take the lead with under 2 minutes to play. Ole Miss stuffed the Georgia running back for a 3-yard loss and forced Georgia to make it a predictable pass play on third down.
We'll catch his other three a little bit later on. We got Zach Berry after the break.
That's what she did to me. She put my shoes on.
I recommend Cannon Motor Company because nobody beats a Cannon deal. It's not only the car sale, it's after the car sale. And we take our job serious and we just love helping people. Working at Cannon is a great place to work. You know, we have fun and it's just like family and getting to, you know, be outside and do something new every day.
Test drive a new Chevrolet Silverado today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal.
Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Visit the State Farm office of Romero Miller at 7164 Hacks Cross Road in Olive Branch, or online, romeromiller.com, or by calling the office at 662-893-1212. Like a good neighbor, Romero Miller is there. If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
All right, boys and girls, a lot to get to. We've got text messages, some injuries, Harry Harrison coming up a little bit later on. Ole Miss news, I think you know what the Ole Miss news is for the week, but I'll tell you anyway in that part. We've got other things to get to, including our friend Zach Berry, the Ole Miss Spirit, some recruiting, and all good kind of fun. Welcome back, Zach.
Hey, guys, how we doing?
Doing good, great. Brother.
Zach, first, update the listeners out there. I know Ole Miss got a couple more huge, and I mean literally, figuratively, huge defensive line commits in the last hour. Talk about those guys, Zach.
Yeah, a couple big interior defensive linemen. We got Jaheim Otis, originally signed with Alabama, went to Colorado. Now he's back home in Mississippi. And then Micah Burrow from Florida, big 300-plus pound guy that's a true athlete. People might remember him from getting the game-sealing interception against Mississippi State earlier this year. But two big, big, big guys to go in the middle with Xavier Harris going pro.
And it looks like that's not the only big guys that they're after. They're bringing in one or two more guys that are 350-plus guys on that defensive line. What do you think his strategy is there, Zach?
I think it's just going to be a lot of continuing to build that quality depth to fight the SEC and just the beef that you face week in, week out. I know Pete knows about the importance of depth coaching at Alabama and being on those teams last year with Walter Nolan and those guys. And then this year, just continuing to build and having a big, healthy group of guys that you can rotate in and out.
What do you feel like? Give us the ones you know that have committed that have been released besides those two tackles, and then talk to us about when they're going to start looking at some offensive guys.
Yeah, I think you're going to see that start to trickle in a lot more, especially with I expect Trinidad Chambliss and Keewon Lacy both to be officially re-signed with the Grove Collective. I think you're going to see more receivers having a lot more intent on seeing and getting to know those guys more, especially with that 1-2 punch being back for 2026. I think JT Lindsey's a guy. I mentioned him yesterday. He was someone that Frank Wilson's going to focus on. I think that he would be somebody that you keep an eye on. He would be a great addition and a great compliment back to Keewon.
Talk about the guys that are committed besides the two tackles.
About Otis and Burrow?
Yeah, yeah. The other four guys, Jay Crawford, Nelson Mandano, Sharif Denson, those guys. Keaton Thomas.
Yeah, again, I just think Pete Golding is going to continue to emphasize the defense, and I think he knows that with the staff coming together on the offensive side that they're going to piece that together. And, you know, the focus is on winning a national championship for now, but also I think with the ties to the defensive side of the ball, with that staff being held together on that side a little bit more than the offensive side, I think that's why you're seeing the defensive guys first. But, again, I think you're going to continue to see them go and get long athletes who can move in space well, like Micah Burrow, who's 340, 350 pounds, but is a really good athlete.
You know, talk to us a little bit about you sound like you have some great confidence that Trinidad is going to be given that extra year.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you stayed up late like I did, you saw the tweets from Pete Golding and Walker Jones. I find it hard to believe that those guys would put those out there if they weren't confident. And then also the reporting from Pete Thamel and the work from Tom Mars, his attorney. I think they put together an excellent case, and, I mean, 91 pages to try to get him eligible. So I do think there's a really good shot, and then I think Kewon Lacy should be going official at some point soon. I think he will be back as well.
So Tom Morris doesn't lose very often, from what I understand.
No, he does not.
I think Ole Miss fans know that all too well with the Houston Nutt case. Zach, the guy that I hear they are really beaming about is this Keaton Thomas, linebacker from Baylor. They think he's going to be a superstar next year for Ole Miss. His only 2 years in college, he has 220 tackles, 3.5 sacks, 14 tackles for a loss. He was named a team captain, 2 interceptions. I watched a lot of film on him last night. He's fast, he's strong, he's tough, and he plays with an edge. I mean, a serious edge. I think the staff is really high on that Baylor linebacker. What have you heard about him?
Yeah, a lot more of the same. Highly productive volume tackler. They're going to need it, losing Andrew Jones after this season. I think he's going to be an excellent 1-2 punch with TJ Daugherty, who I hear is getting closer and closer to signing a new deal with the Grove Collective. I think that's an excellent 1-2 punch in the middle of that defense with those two guys being fast. The one thing I noticed about Keaton Thomas was in that Auburn game, he didn't look out of place. He looked like he belonged, and yep, he was really effective. I think that, again, just covering people in space and being aggressive.
I think that's a great point, being able to cover in space. Then you look at Jay Crawford, who's the number 2 cornerback in the transfer portal, came from Auburn. Auburn lost a lot of games, but it certainly went because of their defense. He was an All-SEC freshman, made 13 All-SEC this year, a guy that's 6'1", getting longer. Ole Miss needs to get longer in that defensive backfield. You pair him up with Kite now, with Jay Braxton that they brought in from Arkansas last year. You got 3, you know, kind of cornerback 1 type guys for next year's defense.
Yeah, you nailed it. I mean, the length, the athleticism, those are the types of guys that defense wants. You saw when both Antonio Kite and Jalen Braxton were out there and healthy, the defense looked a lot different and was a lot more effective. I thought it was great for Soteri Perkins. He didn't have to get out in space and cover people because they knew they could put those guys on an island. I think you legitimately add at least a cornerback 1 in Jay Crawford, and then you got a good depth piece and someone who can play multiple positions in Sharif Denson as well from Florida.
Jay, who should we keep our eyes out to maybe commit next from you? And we'll let you go. We really appreciate your time.
Yeah, I think if we're looking at who could possibly be next, if it's not an offensive guy like JT Lindsey, I think it would probably be Carius Kern. I know that a lot of people expected him to be at Arkansas by now on a visit. I think his visit to Ole Miss was delayed by a day. But if he's not still in Oxford as we are recording this right now, he just left. But I think that's going to be the next one. The people at Hogbeat that cover recruiting for Arkansas at On3 and Rivals, there was a quote that I saw that they said they wouldn't doubt Frank Wilson and Pete Golding working together here. So that would probably be my guess. If you wanted an offensive guy, like I said, JT Lindsey or maybe even Kyle Parker, the wide receiver from LSU.
Yep, and for the listeners out there, Kirk from LSU is the number 1 offensive lineman in the portal. He started 7 games at left and right tackle this year for LSU and is just a freshman. Graded out almost at an 80 in pass blocking. He's first-round material. He's probably the number 1 portal target for anybody in the country. So this is a monster, monster gift for Ole Miss if they're able to land Kirk. Zach, we really appreciate your time. We'll be talking to you next week to kind of catch up on the next wave of commitments. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, fellas. Have a good one.
You too.
Zach Berry with us with the Ole Miss Spirit. Hey, this part of the show has been brought to you by the Faris Group, your partner in retirement. The Faris Group has over 20 years of experience, proven track record to help retirees invest and not outlive the savings during retirement. If you're nearing or already retired, the Faris Group office, 601-607-4141 for your free consultation.
Yeah, and a little bit more on Kerr there. Just talk about the future. We're going over the portal here. He was supposed to go to Georgia, didn't show up, and here Kirby is really livid.
Winning?
I think Pete kind of
matters.
Kind of snuck one over him, and I hear Kirby is having just a conniption fit over there about what happened with all that. So, PG, man, I tell you what, he couldn't be getting off to a better start, could he? Ole Miss is now number two in the portal and players per ranking, number seven overall, because some of these teams have already got 18, 19 portal commits because they changed staffs and they brought the whole team in that they added coaches. But, I mean, you know, Ole Miss is here to stay.
Now just get ready, Oxford. Your population's going to grow again next year.
We're trying to keep it down, but yes, it is.
It's going to grow again next year. Text messages and the injury update next.
Imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a Bloomin' Onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, Southaven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty Toddy and go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
Your company's roof is one of your biggest assets, protected with proven expertise. Riverland Roofing is a licensed and insured commercial contractor specializing in fluid-applied roof coating systems that extend your roof's life and save you money. As a certified GAF Coatings Pro Plus contractor, Riverland delivers high-performance coatings backed by 20-year no-dollar limit warranties. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing keeps your investment covered. Learn more at riverlandroofing.com/rebels or call 662-638-0562. Kemble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Kemble Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Our text messages each and every week brought to you by Cannon Cleary McGraw, CCMOxford.com. First one that came in, biggest win in 60 years and your biggest show ever. So,
it is the biggest win. I mean, Chuck, I think you put something on your message board. Is there another? I mean, obviously winning the World Series there in baseball, you won the whole thing, which is a little bit different. But we all know how much bigger football is, right? Let's just be honest. So I'm a baseball guy. I love all three sports, but, you know, that's the most special to me, you know, actually win the championship. But make no bones about it, Ole Miss wins two more in a row, it's going to be the most special. But as a football fan, football with the football program, there's not another game that's even in the same universe. I mean, not the Georgia game last year or the Penn State, you know, in Atlanta or any of – now, I went back in the 60s and 50s to know all those games, but in my era, this is a win on its a level, and there's nothing close to it.
Well, that's because of what it means.
Yeah.
I mean, it's huge. I mean, it gets you to the Final Four of football. Final Four of football is – I mean, that's the ultimate. Just go on and win it now.
And, guys, you know, I don't know of an Ole Miss person that doesn't think that they're going to win this thing. I mean, they, you know, when you have that magic, and every year we see it with the team, somebody has that it, that magic, and Ole Miss has it. Now, I've seen a lot of Indiana, and they are really good. I mean, really good. And, it, you know, if the Ole Miss can get by Miami, it's that's how confident I am Miami's going to – I mean, Indiana's going to beat Oregon. It's going to be a great matchup, but they have it. They have that magic, and we've seen Ole Miss come oh so close so many times in our life and not get over that finish line, and this team has it. And, I really, really would like for the Ole Miss fan base to enjoy a national championship here in football.
While we were talking about the Trinidad scrambling around, we had a texter come in and discuss the offensive lineman who did not make the crackback, the blindside block.
Yeah, right? Bryson Sanders. That's the smartest play of the night.
Totally.
Absolutely the smartest play of the night when he just kind of brushed the guy to keep him from getting Trinidad.
And did his hands up.
Yeah.
Showed the refs.
I mean, if he blindsides that kid, it's 15 yards from where he hits that kid, and we got to start all over, and we don't win that football game. Yeah, that was so smart, and thank goodness for Bryson Sanders being smart like that and being coached. Jim Garrison deserves a lot of credit there, too.
Because they have all instinctually, over their football career, wanted to lay that guy
out. Yeah.
Lay him out right there.
That's part of the it I'm talking about. It's just all the small things and this team has it, and I really do think they're going to win this whole thing.
They got their hands full Thursday night.
They do.
Miami is a good football team.
They've got a really good defensive line.
Of the eight teams in the quarterfinals, they were the most physical team to me.
Those edge rushers.
Yeah. Not only them, their secondary guys come up and lay the wood. I was shocked. I really was.
I brought that
and
up
run support.
To Harry in the pregame show when we were doing our little interviews together, and I said one of the things I've noticed is the defensive backs coming in and helping out in run support. And Miami's did it well.
Dude, they didn't come in there just to make the tackle. They came in there to hurt people.
Yeah.
I mean, they were
But here's
tough.
The deal, Chucky. Both games they lost were against quarterbacks that could extend plays. The last two games they won in the play – one of the playoffs are against guys that are pocket passers. They get gassed on that defensive line because they don't rotate that defensive line.
Tempo.
They are really good.
Yeah, tempo
and you tempo them, and their secondary will give up chunk plays. They've given up a lot of passing yardage this year. It's not a good matchup for Miami's defense. As good as that defense is playing right now, Ole Miss's offense is a nightmare matchup for that defense.
Let's hope so.
And a lot of texts revolving Lane not being here and not being a part of it. Would he have gone for the field goals?
No.
On those first two fourth downs?
No.
Definitely not the second, because I don't know that he would have gone for the first one. Then you got to have the touchdown.
He might not even gone for the last one.
Well, the problem is that, and it's not just Lane, but it's people that go for it so much. Once you go for it that first time, you start just going for it every time, right? You see coaches chasing two-point conversions through a game, which I didn't agree with that two-point conversion with Pete on that
one,
by
nervous.
The way.
I didn't understand
with that. Yeah, you
really.
Know, with 45 minutes left in the game. But I think if Lane would have gone for that first fourth down and not gotten it, then he would have chased the points from there on out.
And then finally, another, so it will be our offensive linemen who help us get it done again this week.
Well, this game is going to come down to how – Diego Pounds and Jaden Williams handle Bane, Reuben Bane, and Akeem Metaphor, or Metator, however you say his last name. Those two guys are studs. Load.
Top they're 10 studs. Picks in this year's draft.
Yeah.
They're good. And that's going to be the key. You know, but again, where Miami has struggled defensively this year is against the teams that have quarterbacks that can extend plays, and nobody's extending plays better than Trinidad Chambliss right now.
I read something the other day that was really cool. Say Pounds hadn't given up a sack all year. I mean, he's going to have his hands full Thursday.
He hadn't.
It's going to be
Knock
fun.
Knock on wood.
That's going to be fun, man.
It is.
We'll continue to talk about it with Harry Harrison after the break and continue our run here on the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
At the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate.
You know what makes a good football team? Players with heart and lots of practice. In fact, that's also what makes a good law firm. At Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law, we've had lots of practice and we've got plenty of heart. We're out there fighting the big insurance companies every day. After a car or truck wreck, let the pros at Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law level the playing field between you and the insurance company. 662-533-9111.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
I recommend Cannon Motor Company because nobody beats a Cannon deal. It's not only the car sale, it's after the car sale. And we take our job serious and we just love helping people. Working at Cannon is a great place to work. You know, we have fun and it's just like family and getting to, you know, be outside and do something new every day.
Test drive a new Chevrolet Silverado today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal.
Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3000. 3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Well, we got a lot still to go in the second half of the program. In this portion, we start off by talking about Gateway Tire. They've served us since 1929, 54 locations, 6 different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. The next few minutes belong to the man, Harry Harrison. Hello.
What's going on, gentlemen? Can you guys say 13-1?
Oh, 13-1. Harry, let me ask you this. Sitting in the stands like I was, they got first and goal from the 9-yard line, I believe it was, or maybe it was the 8, with under 2 minutes left. Ole Miss has no timeouts, and they just slam it down there, 5 or 6 yards down the 3-yard line. What was going through your mind right then?
Well, like everybody, Yancey, we didn't have any timeouts. I mean, is there any way in the world we got to stop them and hold them to a field goal, which we did? They tied the game, and then, you know, we're going to get the ball back, I think, with, 55, 56 seconds left in the game. I tell you guys, I'm still a little bit fiberglassed that Kirby Smart would run man coverages on the corner and with no safety help over the top when we threw that long pass down to Stribling, and then, like, that was the game winner, basically. And of course, Trinidad Chambliss, he didn't see him open. He threw it out there and let him run for it. And obviously he ran under it and caught it. And then we got the best kicker in the country, but 3 straight throws out of bounds to stop the clock for 9 seconds. But yeah, I was afraid if they scored a touchdown, Yancey, well, obviously we were in big trouble. And so I was like everybody, we got to get the stop. And that was huge. That was the winner right there.
And speaking of, I thought Xavier Harris, big old monster, had his game of his career in Eccles. They dominated the last 36 minutes of game of the football game. Georgia rushed for 13 yards. Just talk about the play for those two.
Yeah, of course, Eccles won the defensive player of the game. It easily could have been Harris. I think Harris wound up with 10 tackles on the night. But, you know, they gashed us the first half, and then we go in and make some adjustments at half, start slanting. You know, and you got to guess when you're slanting, but we started slanting, and those guesses turned out to be right. And so we were getting the run game stopped and getting some sacks on the quarterback and just played much better defensively. You know, as my old buddy Wobble Davidson used to say, sometimes you got to get in there at halftime and give them one of those, you know, those talks. I'll leave out the verb or the adjective.
You know, I was told by somebody who was in there that he was very calm. I mean, that he, you know, his language was colorful.
Well, Chuck, you can be calm and still throw a bunch of
that's right. His language was colorful, obviously, but he was very calm, just saying, look, we gotta just, you know, do the game plan. The game plan's good. Do
it. We didn't change anything, you know, schematically. What we started the game was, we just had to execute it much better.
Exactly.
And that's going to be the case come Thursday night out in the desert.
So Georgia was running the ball early on, but then, like you say, they started stopping the run pretty much. And you say they started slanting. Is that the reason?
Yeah, doing some slants towards the strong side. And they were taking a couple of tight ends and moving them, you know, from one side of the formation to the other. And we were slanting that way. And Georgia, the first half, was getting away with that. We'll call it an overload. And they had too many blockers for not enough defenders out there, and they were gashing us for 6 and 8 and 10 yards of a pop. And then we started slanting that way, and all of a sudden those holes weren't there anymore.
You know, Harry, we've said this before about the offense, about the receiving core, but it truly is a pick-your-poison type situation where who do you double? If you double one, then the other one burns you.
Yeah, no doubt, Chuck. And one of my keys to the game the other night was I thought our wide receiver room was definitely better than their secondary, and they had to win the day. They had to win the battles, and they did. And, of course, it turned out to be Harrison Wallace and Xavier Stribling, Sejean Stribling. I mean, those two guys stepped up. But we've had other, you know, we've had other games when Winston Watkins stepped up and you know, Caden Lee stepped up, and the tight end stepped up.
Deuce Alexander stepped up
the other night. You know, just Deuce Alexander Day. You know, at Mississippi State, he set the longest pass play of the year at 88 yards, maybe in the history of that game, I think. So you're right. It's all of like who steps up that day, and you never know who it's going to be. But the depth of that room is just absolutely phenomenal. And we're going to have to have that same kind of game come this Thursday.
And what can you say about Kiwon Lacy? I mean, I'm so glad we won that game that his legacy wasn't going to be that he fumbled, you know, because he didn't deserve that. His legacy is a great one. He's incredible.
No, that's right, Chuck. Tough guy. Playing with a bum shoulder, of course, and, you know, that's not going to get well until he gets through with the season, and let's hope that's another few weeks. But terrific runner, makes you miss a lot, takes on a lot of – I mean, he caught the little flip pass from Trinidad and got hit by the SEC number one linebacker, C.J. Allen, and Allen – you know, crawls off the field, and Kiwon gets up and goes to the huddle, you know, and still, you know, makes a second effort and makes the first down, keep the drive alive. So we're just talking about a guy that's just absolutely terrific, you know, great pass blocker. When they send those blitzes, he just punishes linebackers. It's almost as much fun to watch him pass block as it is to watch him run.
You know, and that's amazing, too, because he's 210, and most of these blitzers that are coming in are 230, 240, and he just stymies them.
I don't think he's 210, but you're right. They are 230 and 240.
What do you think he is now?
But he's a bad man, I'll tell you that.
What do you think he weighs now?
205, probably.
Okay. He's not even 210, okay.
No, I don't think he's 210. I mean, he's 5'11". I don't think he's 210, but very strong lower body and you know, obviously can take pain and delivers pain. And, you know, you can't ask him to do any more than he's doing. I mean, he's carried the ball, I think, 295 times in the season.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an incredible amount of carries for one running back.
You know, and we'd be bad off doing our jobs if we didn't mention Trinidad Chambliss.
Oh, my goodness. What a night. I mean, it looked like he's playing backyard football, didn't it? He's having so much fun scrambling around, running around. Looked like an old friend of ours from way back in the 60s and 70s playing for the Rebels and the Saints and on that same field. But I'm sure Archie was proud to have watched him that night. But, what a great play he made when he completely scrambled, he reversed his field, came back, and then threw the ball, you know, back down the field to Lacy and to keep that drive alive. It was so many big plays in the second half. We're down 9 going into the second half. We get the run stopped. We get our offense in gear. They're continually punting. I think Georgia was 0 for 4 on fourth downs the other night.
I think so. Correct. I think so.
You know, and then they punted 4 times. So, you know, that's 8 stops right there.
I was surprised he went for that fourth down that Centurion caused to fumble. I thought it was a little early to be going for that, but thank goodness we did it.
I talked to a number of old coaches. They think that the center made an error, that he's the only one who didn't get the memo.
Not to snap it?
That they were trying to literally pull us off, you know. And I thought, I said, man, this is weird that he would call that play. And I've checked in with a couple of my old coaching buddies and said, I think they were out there going to freeze the Rebels and try to pull them off.
Kirby insinuated that.
I don't think he ever intended to snap the football.
Aiden wanted to throw the center under the bus.
Because they've done that before. And he said, we have drawn people offsides and kept drives alive. Mm-hmm. And you could tell he didn't.
There was a hesitation when he snapped it. Yeah. Nobody moved for half a second. Exactly. You could tell that. Everybody was just like kind of stunned.
He bailed out to his right because he's right-handed, but there was nobody in the pattern. I mean, it was like, what just happened? So, like I'm saying, now you got to understand something. Bobo's son was the starting center all season. He's been injured. That was the third string center they were playing with.
That is a great point.
And Perkins looked like he was shot out of a cannon.
Oh man,
just like he does, man. Yeah. I quickly, you know, when they don't call him Get for nothing. I mean,
no, they don't.
Back in blazing speed.
You know,
it was a magical night for fans, for us, for the team, for coaches, and just a great night to be an Ole Miss Rebel.
And just took fans just took over the Superdome.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it was nuts.
And then to add insult to injury, the bar's never closed in New Orleans.
Yeah. Well, they closed on me, I think. I closed New Orleans down. I left my mark in New Orleans. I'll leave it at that. Hey, yeah. Jalen Braxton, just talk about him and what he's done to solidify that secondary and the defense, just him being healthy, and he's playing at a really high level right now.
Yeah, he is, Yancey, and I think he's got a comfortable position. We got him back playing corner, and I thought both corners, he and Kite, played really well the other night. Going to have to again come this week, you know, but I thought the two of them, the combinations, you know, the guy that's going to cover number 10, Tony, the little wide receiver, freshman wide receiver, who's their slot guy from Miami, is definitely going to have his hands full. So I'm sure we're going to see all kind of folks trying to do that. But they don't tend to throw the ball down the field that much, Miami. But I thought the two corners played very well Saturday night and Thursday. Thursday night. And I'm still can't wipe the smile off my face.
I know
what day it is, and we're going to be on the run again tomorrow. So. Anyway, now we're moving on to the desert, gentlemen, and playing a really good Miami team.
You know, and you made a good point there about Miami. They have a very similar style offense, a lot of dump it off to the running backs. They're Tony and a couple more of those skill guys there. I think that's going to help Ole Miss prepare for this week against Miami, facing a similar style offense last week against Georgia. Speaking of, Harry, and then we got to get off. We really appreciate you coming on, and we'll talk to you next Monday after another huge Rebel win. What does Ole Miss have to do to beat Miami?
Well, obviously, you got our two offensive tackles have got to have their best night, Yancey. They've got two DNs that are not overly big. They're 6'3 and about 250 and 260, but they're really quick, and they run at a high motor, and they're going to put a lot of pressure on the quarterback and pass pro. So Diego Pounds and Jaden Williams, I talked to Jay yesterday at practice. I said, man, you're getting ready. I said, you see this? He said, yeah. He said, just got to play our best game. I said, I understand. I get it. But they got a lot of speed on that defense. So I thought Ohio State ran the ball at them the second half and had a lot of success doing that, running it right at them versus trying. It's going to be a hard time running it laterally on them. They got such a good team speed. But I think defensively, they got a big old offensive line. But I think defensively, we can play right there with them. You got to stop the run, of course. And in the two games they lost, Carson Beck threw, I think, either five or six interceptions between the two games. I'm not saying we're going to come away with five or six interceptions, but we got to make him make some mistakes. Hopefully, we got a pick in there or some fumbles. But they got a big old 225-pound running back. I think it's Fletcher that they're going to try to pound you with. Yep. The interesting thing, guys, if you look at their roster, they have a ton of 5- and 6-year players. I mean, we're talking 22, 23, 24-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
And when it gets this deep in the season, maturity is a big difference.
That's right.
Man, that's an unbelievable analysis. Really appreciate you coming on the show, and we're going to talk to you next Monday.
All right, Harry. Let's go. Let's talk about being 14-1.
That's exactly it.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much, Harry. Let's finish up your five things brought to us by Outback Steakhouse.
Yeah, thought number three. I get so tired of hearing about Ole Miss having a shaky defense, especially against the run. This Ole Miss defense is light years ahead of where they were during the first half of the season. Kudos to the staff for developing them so quickly. Thought number four, in order to win the Fiesta Bowl, Ole Miss will need to go even faster on offense and wear down a Miami defensive line that doesn't substitute much. Their defensive front is as good as anybody in the country, including their two first-round defensive ends. But they have shown a tendency to get worn down from up-tempo teams that have a QB that can extend the plays. Their secondary also gives up a lot of yards. This is where Ole Miss has to win the game. And the last thought of the day, lastly, the play from Chambliss in the Sugar Bowl had to remind the older Ole Miss fan base of the goated Ole Miss, which is Archie Manning. Those back-to-back scrambles in the fourth quarter was as close to what they saw from Archie during his days at Ole Miss. What a performance for Trinidad. One for the ages. And could he replace Archie as the GOAT? We'll see.
And we didn't get some injuries talked about in our segment there with the text messages. What do we have injury?
Well, Saturday, the players that were in a black jersey, which signifies no contact, was Caden Lee, Kewan Lacy, Caleb Odom, Daquan Wright. the key players. There were a couple more, but they don't, guys that don't play. And people have asked me about Cam Franklin, and I've been told he's fine. I did not see him. I looked for him Saturday. We weren't out there but 15 minutes, and I didn't find him, but I heard he's fine. And I heard that all four of these other guys are going to play against Miami.
Kiwan has got to have a pain tolerance that is absolutely through this roof. I didn't even see him fudge on his shoulder. No. Any kind of yeah. – and, yeah. I mean, they hit him some kind of hard. The very first series where they picked him up and slammed him straight on his back, and it was right on that left part of the – I said, oh, my goodness. I mean, never fudge. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
SEC and Ole Miss News brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers, the South's leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires. As Chuck always says, you know she's worth it. There is the football game on Thursday. Obviously, we're talking about that. Basketball plays Arkansas Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, the men's team, and then Missouri on Saturday at 5. The Ole Miss women will be playing Thursday night while the football game's going on at Oklahoma. Somehow, even though they only lost by 3 at number 2 Texas yesterday, they fell 3 spots in the AP poll.
Unbelievable.
Is what it is.
That girls' team's tough as nails, though.
We will come back. We've let Yancey talk a little more about some recruiting and the good, bad, and ugly to finish up the show.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, we have the final few minutes of tonight's program to bring to you with a red and blue chip recruiting segment, presented by the Grove Collective with the mission to create and enhance NIL opportunities for Ole Miss student-athletes.
Yeah, man, Ole Miss, the last, I guess it's the fifth year of the portal, has never finished out of the top five in the portal. I believe they've been in the top three years in a row, and they're there again this year. Auburn DB Jay Crawford, all-SEC freshman, 2024. He's signed on with Ole Miss. Baylor standout, we talked about him. Keaton Thomas, the number 16 rated linebacker, he signed with Ole Miss, 220 tackles the last 2 years. Nevada Edge, Nelson Mandano, he's 6'6", 235. He was a high school quarterback, but really kind of coming on. He had an 85.8 pass rush grade this past year. 38 tackles, 6 sacks, so kind of somebody that could really blossom there at the end. Number 57, defensive back in the portal, Sharif Denson out of Florida, had 90 tackles last season for Florida for the Gators. He signed on Jaheim Otis. We all know about him, Alabama, 6'5", 370-pound tackle, had 59 tackles in his first 2 years at Alabama before going to Colorado this past year. He signed on Michael Bure out of Florida, a 6'5", 360-pounder, number 8 defensive tackle in the portal. He signed on, had 30 tackles and a pair of sacks last year. The number 1 offensive lineman in the portal, LSU transfer, Kareas Corn, is on an official visit right now. Looks really good. He was supposed to go to Georgia. Ole Miss was able to finagle to get him in before he went to Georgia. Supposed to go to Arkansas tomorrow. Someone to really keep your ears open for. Jace Brown, the number 1, the number 3 wide receiver in the portal, 6'1", 190. Almost had 2,000 receiving yards this year for Kansas State. He's everybody's number 1 portal target. He's currently on campus right now. Auburn cornerback Kayan Lee is currently on Ole Miss's campus. He's 5'10", 190. He's a number 14 cornerback in the portal. Florida State 205-pound safety Edwin Joseph visited Ole Miss Sunday. He's the number 1 overall player in the portal, the number 6 safety. Florida 6'2", 210-pound Jordan Castell is in town today. He's the number 22 rated safety. Memphis interior offensive lineman Malik Breland came on a visit Sunday. He's 6'5", 330. He's from Laurel, Mississippi. He canceled his Nebraska visit to come here to Ole Miss instead. He's the number 8 offensive tackle in the portal. LSU wide receiver Kyle Parker, hearing good things about him. He's the number 169 wide receiver in the portal. He had 31 receptions, 330 yards, 4 touchdowns as a true freshman this year from Ole Miss. A lot of good things I'm hearing about him. So those are awesome names. And then, of course, Southern Miss linebacker Chris Jones, he was in a few days ago. And then who everybody's really kind of keeping their ears for, Auburn quarterback Deuce Knight, who could be signed hopefully for the future after Chambliss graduates.
All right, so this segment is called The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, Chuck. We'll see what you come up with. Here brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs, whatever it is, home or business, a certified GAF Master Elite contractor. Warranties that last a lifetime. The phone number, 662-644-4297. The website, riverlandroofing.com.
Well, good obviously went in the Sugar Bowl by beating powerhouse Georgia and advancing to the semifinals of the college football playoff is as big as anything that's ever happened to Ole Miss football. Considering the chaos this team has had to endure, it's almost a miracle these Rebels have not only held it together but become the heroes of America with their inspirational play and resilience. From quarterback Trinidad Chambliss, who made play after play after play in the clutch, to the defense that played so much better than the first time they faced Georgia earlier in the year, to an incredible place kicker who not only set the Sugar Bowl field goal distant mark twice, but had the winning kick of 47 yards, to a makeshift coaching staff that outcoached the heralded Georgia staff, to a Rebel fan base that took over the Superdome in New Orleans. It was about as perfect as it can get, despite a first half that was anything but perfect. The bad, well, our men's hoops team, is putting it kindly, is struggling. I've got a typo here in this little script I've got that says they were eaten by Oklahoma by 16 instead of beaten. But either way, they were beaten by 16 by Oklahoma, and they face Arkansas Wednesday night at 8 p.m. in the Pavilion. Hopefully they can get back on the right track soon, but it's not looking good. The ugly, well, the bizarre ending to the Sugar Bowl kind of marred what I thought should be an all-time classic game. It's still a classic in my mind and probably in the minds of Rebel Nation, but the way that ending dragged on certainly was sloppy, to say the least.
I had my blood running. I know that. I was ready to jump over those rails about.
And I talked to Joe Judge about that today, and he said they went over in SEC meetings this summer about the exact scenario of touching an onside kick, and the SEC officials told them that if either team touched it, it was a second. It would be a second off the clock. So they instructed our kids not to touch it, because you can't advance it. They all knew that. But Judge told me that the official told, head official told Pete, why can't they advance it? And, I mean, apparently they didn't even know the rule.
So what would have happened if they would have picked it up, ran it for a touchdown? Would that have been correctly overturned by the
hopefully, SEC? That's the rule.
You would hope that the whoever
yeah.
was your officials to do that.
Now, what if that would have happened and they allowed the touchdown and they came out and apologized?
That rule's never changed.
Right.
Had we grabbed it and gone the other way, fine. But the team that kicks it cannot advance.
But the stickling point with the Ole Miss coaching staff and why you saw Pete chewing out the guy at the end was that they were told
whoever touched it
was a second.
It was the second was off.
Sure.
That's what I didn't understand. I don't think that's what everybody didn't understand that. Like, don't touch it, can't advance it, let them recover it, the second came off. Mm-hmm. And then they had to wheel the whole stage
three times.
Back off at the thing.
Three times.
That was ridiculous.
We had to do that. Three times.
And that's what I'm saying. It marred what was absolutely a classic.
Yeah. You anybody know. Else notice that the confetti, they didn't have any blue in it? It was all black and red in there?
I did not.
I didn't either.
Yeah, it's kind of.
Oh, well.
Kind of noticed that.
Powder blue lives on, right?
Wear your red Monday. Or excuse me, Thursday.
All right, friends. We're done.
Hotty toddy.
Calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.